So last week we had a I was under the interpreter. I thought Victoria Arlen was supposed to call us. So because we get a million things happening all at once on the show, and people want to come on, and the Dancing with the Stars people, ABC, and wanted to come on, have her on, and I thought, yeah, to promote the show, which starts on Monday. Of course, that's great. She's a local woman. It's great. I'm very excited. I've met her once, worked with her. She seems very nice. So we talk about, hey, she's coming on. Well, turns out the date was wrong. I had the date wrong. It's today. But in her family, it was kind of like, you know, it was kind of a big, turned into this big thing where everybody got worried. But today, it's going to happen. And I believe she's on the phone. We're going to go to the phone. I believe today is the correct day. We're ready. Is it you, Victoria?
It is me. Good morning.
Good morning. I got the date right this time.
You didn't know we've been ready for a week.
Your family, when you didn't, was very worried. Your PR people, everybody was freaking out. But we're good. We're good. How are you?
Well, the story behind that. So we had just wrapped our promo shoot at like 1 a.m. That night.
Yeah.
So my auntie was visiting me, and she comes bombing into my room, and she's like, "You're going to be on the radio." And I was like, "What?"
That's too funny. Hey, Victoria, I'm so proud of you and for you. I mean, the whole story, but I didn't get to see the show live on Dancing with the Stars on Monday, but I went back specifically to watch your dances, and I was so proud for you and of you, because the joy you showed being out there, you could feel it. You could feel it if you were watching it. Good for you.
Thank you. It was really one of those surreal moments, and just a moment of just pure happiness and gratitude for just being alive and having that moment. It couldn't have been a more perfect dance and outfit and partner and night. I mean, it was really, really fun, and that joy was genuine. I couldn't sleep that night. I just kept smiling.
Oh, I bet.
Victoria, so far, is it more work than you thought it was going to be?
Oh, it's a lot of work. Yeah. It is every single day. It's kind of all encompassing, and just that cha-cha alone, that was a very challenging dance, and then you throw in kind of my predicament, and it just kind of adds a little more spice to it. Right. But it's very challenging. But I knew going into this, it was going to be a lot. And then I think as soon as I dove right into it, it was definitely all that I could have imagined and more.
When I met Victoria, she was still in a wheelchair. And for those that don't know the story, she was in a what did you call it? The state that you called it. I mean, it was kind of a coma, but it was like a vegetative state, right? Okay, so for 4 years, and she came out of this state, and they weren't sure if she'd ever walk again, and lo and behold, slowly she regained the use of her legs through a lot of hard work and a lot of physical therapy, and so she's walking again. Last week, here's what I didn't know, Victoria. I didn't know that you can't really feel your legs?
I can't feel my legs at all.
Wow. How can you dance? It's amazing.
Well, it's so my parents had opened up Project Walk Boston, and my trainers there basically taught me how to walk and compensate for the lack of sensation and kind of worked through that. And so I'm very, I still don't know. I mean, I think Val and I laugh because we're like, we don't really know how to explain it. It's just working.
Yeah.
But Val is an incredible teacher, and he has helped me tremendously kind of focus on the dance and focusing on channeling the movements and stuff. And so we have kind of code words, and we have just repetition, and we're basically kind of like what I did at Project Walk to learn to walk again. We're kind of creating just muscle memory and over and over and over again. But it's very daunting because I'll be dancing and I'll have no idea where my feet are. And so it's like this really intense trust exercise with Val, too. You know, he's like, give me a good frame,
right?
And legs will go where they need to go, and which is super bizarre for me. But after watching the cha cha the other night, I'm like, oh, all right, kind of understand that, but it's bizarre. I still don't know how my legs are doing what they're doing, but I'm just continuing to thank the good Lord above that they're dancing.
Victoria is the ultimate competitor. I mean, she came out of this vegetative state. She's in a wheelchair. Then she goes and wins the Paralympic gold medal, the U.S. Paralympic gold medal for swimming. So she is a competitor. And you watch the video, and bear in mind what she just told you. It's amazing. Victoria Arlen on the phone with us. Kelly Brown has a question.
Victoria, I know Terrell Owens is on the show. He's got the reputation. He's kind of a jerk. But what's T.O. like, Victoria?
Oh, he's so sweet. We were dual Snapchatting the other day during rehearsals. He's very sweet. Him and Cheryl, I love Cheryl the pieces. They've been working really hard, and they've had a really fun dance. I mean, it was definitely intimidating because they went first.
Yeah.
But Tio's great. I mean, we're really blessed that we have a really great cast, and we all generally really love each other and care about one another and have been cheering each other on in rehearsals. And then also during a live show. But Tio's great. Everyone's great.
You know what I heard? I heard Bergeron's the jerk.
I love Bergeron. He's so sweet. He's the best. I totally, when I met him, was just in, I mean, I grew up on America's Funniest Home Videos, yeah. And I've been a fan of the show, and he is just such a kind human and so funny as well. And so I was really excited. It was cool because after my dance, he like came up to me and he was like, "Look what you just did!" And I was like, "I know,
it's crazy." And he's a local guy. He's a local guy, just like you. Victoria, so with the attention that you get, this is Victoria also reports for ESPN, crazy, amazing story, but the attention that you're obviously going to get here is going to be probably greater than anything that you've been used to. Yeah, even after, the day after the dances, somebody wrote an article, some dancer people or whatever, and they voted you as they gave you the top dancing honors for the night. That's got to be satisfying, right? Crazy.
Oh, that's so sweet. It's funny. I have this thing, and I was the same way when I was a swimmer. When I swam, I'd put kind of my blinders on and just focus on the next task at hand. But I'm very touched that people were touched and impacted by our dance. I think Val and I knew going into this that we kind of have a bigger purpose here, mm-hmm. to kind of give hope and spread joy, but also redefine kind of what's possible, because it's easy to tell someone what's impossible, but it's very hard to tell someone what is possible when it looks impossible.
Yeah.
And so, I'm very honored. Sure. I'm very blessed for this opportunity. I'm blessed that people have been so kind and people have shared their stories and have been impacted by my pink fringy pants.
Can you not hug anybody with the spray tan? Like, would you ruin Bergeron's suit with the spray tan? Would you ruin it?
I didn't have a spray tan. I didn't have a spray tan. It's this body glow that they put on you.
Okay, all right.
So, interesting.
All right.
The fringy pants, I just kind of went around shaking my fringy pants. So I feel like I looked like a car wash, but I loved it.
Good
so
for
much.
You. Well, it's such a great story, like I said. And I know that every time you are my cupcake-eating friend, you know, and from the Channel 9 days when we got that sugar high. But I'm happy for you. I'm excited for you and your family. Everybody's so proud. So I feel really good. And it's great to watch you and see you have so much fun. Just good for you. So just wanted to check in and say that.
Thank you so much.
You know.
Thank you, and be sure to vote Monday and Tuesday.
You got it. All right, Victoria. Good luck to you. We'll have you on again, I hope. All right? Thanks. Thanks very much.
All right, guys.
You got it. Take care. That's Victoria Arlen.
That is crazy.
Cannot feel her legs.
She cannot feel her legs.
Yeah. Still can do.
Watch the video. Watch the video, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Because, you know, I always pull for someone, the hometown crowd.
Absolutely.
Right? Anybody from New England. But I met her once. You know, we worked together. Whatever. But you can't deny the joy, the journey that this woman has been on and how far she's come. It's crazy. So I didn't know
her entire story and reading about her, but I didn't know the Paralympic Committee disqualified her.
Yeah.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Because she eventually regained the legs. Yeah, the use of her legs. But she had no use of her legs then.
That's
it was crazy.
Crazy. And yeah. That's horrible.
Look, you know what? At this point, I'm sure it's not an issue because she'd much rather, you know what I mean?
She's doing great for herself.
Yeah, so there it is. And they showed video last week, too, on the show of, you know, her in the hospital. And amazing. This is, it's
She's
amazing.
She's 11
that the
years
same
old
person,
when all that happened. Oh, yeah. Crazy.
Anyway, so it's on Monday nights. And Bergeron, I talked to Tom the other day. He's going to be he'll be joining us coming up. This is exciting too, by the way. I want to let people know this. Tom's really excited because he filmed a show, like a pilot, like as an actor, as the lead guy, and he's very excited about it. And it's called The Messenger. And I think it might debut, if I'm not speaking out of turn, because he's tweeted about it, at the New Hampshire Film Festival.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
So that's coming up in a few weeks. Yeah. I'm going to be hosting the comedy panel once again, which is always a lot of fun. A lot of people go. It's always standing room only, because it's like five actors and comedians, and it's just a shoot in the bull session. And I ask questions, and the crowd asks questions and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun. It's very funny. And they tell you the behind-the-scenes stuff. And Tom's going to be there, and he's always looking forward to coming home. So he'll be with us then. Looking forward to that. So, all right. Good. That's good.
That's good.
That's good right there.
She was good. My mom and dad.
If she wins, it's going to be so awesome.
You don't call
awesome.
During when no. that's on.
She's going to need some votes Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Don't forget to vote.
Yep. I know that Frankie Muniz is on there. I didn't really watch anybody else dance. I just went back and watched her dance. So hopefully we'll have her on again. Her PR person was very
very nice.
Very nice, you know.
Making sure everything was good.
Yeah, right.